Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
So you go
to the store for me or something smart like that, huh? Go get me something to eat, huh? Just be there for me. I love you, baby.
Oh, you nasty boy.
I'm saying you just down for my mood, you feel me? You down for what I'm down for. I love you, baby. I ain't like these all them shit in front, and I feel like life too short. I respect you, you respect me, and we cool like that, like that.
Oh, you nasty boy.
Love.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Same situation, but a different voice you guys hear right now, but it's all good in the hood. Fave James right here. We chilling with TM Hyman Radio fam, and it's peace in its patchwork of it all right now, but we ain't going to get into all of that. Today's Money Monday. We are supposedly having High Five call into the show. The Time of the Times classic from back in the 90s. I love the way you played a kissing game. Before we get into all of that, yeah, that was my joint right there. You know what I mean? Before we get into all that, I got my road dog with me right now. I got the one, the only, Sister Scott. Not sometimes she's sour, but tonight we're going to leave it hot.
That's right.
Ooh, that rhymed. I'm a poet
and didn't even know it.
Got my girl Hot Chocolate with me. Say what up to the peoples out there.
Happy Money Monday, everyone. Salute, Save James. What's going on?
You know, same old, man. You know, ain't nothing to it. Trying to wait for the rest of the team to show up, man. But, you know, hey, man, we big kids. We know how to, we can ride our bikes to our training wheels. You know
right.
what I mean?
We're
going to
go out
and put some long pants on. Damn right.
Right.
We're going to get it
right.
in just like that. You know what I mean?
Buttercup.
So, sure, you know what I mean? Even though you are, you know, dumbass Dallas fan, I guess
hey,
I
hey,
my
hey, don't,
yeah,
don't,
yeah.
don't
so
rain on my 6-1 parade,
yeah.
son. When you're winning, I don't do that to you.
Oh, whatever, son. I don't care. Well, that's not how I get bad.
We could go with all the Romo jabs you want, but we're still 6-1. So
the thing that I hate about the whole situation is that me being a fan of the game so much, hate the fact that we gotta actually respect them right now because they are 6-1. They got the best rushing attack in the league, and they playing balanced ball. It's like, yo,
we're clicking.
Like my man Stephen A. Yeah, y'all.
But see,
it's early.
This is what's going on with Dallas, though. Really, when we're off, we're totally off. Like, our offense, our defense, our secondary, our special teams, everything sucks about us. But when we're on, we're on, and you cannot stop us. You can't.
Yeah, whatever, son. I don't want to.
I mean, you know,
but
it,
I'm
it
just
is
saying,
what it is.
It's
shout out
to
my Dallas fans out there.
Yeah, whatever, man. You know, gunshots to the bong bong. That's
love
what
it.
I get.
I'm loving it. My
shots
curls. I mean, love my curls for my Dallas girls.
Oh, God. Give it a break, man. I mean, like I said, man, I got to respect the game. I'm a fan of the game so much that I got to respect what they don't. I'm just saying, I'm waiting till December to wait for the rest of the wheels to fall off this train that they're riding right now. So, because I mean, you know,
but see, you can only wish that because we still have to come to New York. We do. And I do not scoff at the Giants on their home field. I don't do that.
Yeah, you can, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's like until this year, real talk, you guys have been real suspect on your home turf. So,
true.
You know what I mean? And that's
not
that's
debated
the part
at all.
And that's the part that's really getting under my skin because I'm like, I know Eli going to go in there and win something, going to do something on the turf. You know, that he the way he started out when y'all first opened the joint up, when he went in there and, you know, like called his name in the locker room.
True.
Like, you know, let him know. This, you know, this, I'm part of history here now. But,
true.
You know.
He did.
We digress. You know what I mean?
Well,
but
some of us do.
Good. Like I said, man. Hats off. Whatever, sir.
Whatever, man. Hats off to me. Yo, man, just a heads up to the listening audience, man. Yo, things are really about to take off for the squad right here, man. We got some things that's bubbling beneath the surface. It's kind of like a beehive, man. You see the outside. It looks like it's dormant activity going on there. But you crack that thing open, you're going to get a swarm of angry workers in there that's trying to figure out why you're disturbing this groove right now. Because it's buzzing right now. The water's bubbling beneath the surface, man. So I'm just letting you guys know ahead of time. I ain't going to put the carrot before the horse. We're going to wait for things to materialize. But in our minds, things are already done. I promise you. About to
be ready.
In the next couple months.
Yeah,
be ready. I'm trying to tell you, man.
Yes.
Feel
yes,
honored
be ready.
That you guys, the listeners right now, have been a part of this, have been a part of this movement since, you know, since the infancy stages of it all. So, you know, but anyway, without further ado, I see that we're going to form together like Voltron in this thing. You know, the, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna form the head. I could be the arms and the torso or something like that. You know, I'll be in the gym getting my pull up on or whatever. That's another thing, people. If you ain't got your pull up game right, don't come talk to me like you in shape. Gotta get that pull up game popping. So I'm about to get somebody to start taping what I do on that pull up bar and try to be an honorary member of the bartenders from a surrogate location, B, because I'm getting money out there, son. I'm trying to tell you, if y'all know what them bartenders do, go look up bartenders with a Z at the end. B-A-R-T-E-N-D-A-Z. Look them dudes up, some New York cats. They get busy on that bar. And I'm trying to tell you, it's on and popping with that. Get that bar work right. Skip those weights, man. Get on that bar, son. I'm sorry. Okay. Yo, T. Well, how we doing? All the way live. From
Tampa
Bay.
Give it up.
What
I do? I'm Hyman. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome to the show.
What it do? What it do? Hey, 9:15. Hey, I don't know where we are, what we're doing. We are up close and personal tonight with High Five. Hey, stay tuned because when we come back on the other side, I'm sure the team High Five will be in the crew. The crew will be in the house. Wow, you said Voltron, bro. Form, no doubt. Hey, now
we'll be right back.
Radio Live. Let's pause. Come right back.
We took acid for 10 days straight up in the mountains. Started running with the stallions, playing frisbee in the West Indies. Did the tango with my kidneys, eyes open, now I know just who my kids need. Rocking very loose pants, yeah. Rocking very loose pants, yeah. Buried a million in the sand by the clock tower. Before I die, take a hot shower.
Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset.
By chance, I seen her in the lobby of the Ritz with a man, the one that swings a hockey stick. I was wearing all white and my hair was looking precious. I might cop a chest and a dresser, a little machine to make espresso. I heard you still wears Echo. Had drugs behind the box, it's a gecko. Live from the expo. I wear the wolf in the winter, steer the cool from the center. Who gives a f**k, I'm a sinner. I had dreams of Kerry Hilton in my Dunkin's. Woke up naked at the Hilton with a that look like Steel Cousin. Bite the eel by the dozen.
Gotta take it for the team.
Bite the eel by the dozen. Pump the bass in the trunk, rattle like a baby hand. Except this toy costs 80 grand.
Yeah.
And I'm crazy tan from all the places that I've been.
Man.
Just for writing words with a pen.
Man.
Tell the pilot, land the plane, no Roosevelt in Maine. Put a jacuzzi on the 7 train and lay John Coltrane play with that cocaine face.
Man.
I know you grabbed from that old bass tape. The brass band was seven pieces. My name is Peaches. We got twin Mac 11s with the features. You barely got speaker money. So much in their mouth, think why these motherfuckers speaking funny. You need to speak clearer, dear, cause I can't hear you. You need to speak clearer, dear, cause I can't hear you. The Magic Johnson of the game, these lanes don't wanna play with me. Smile on your face, but I really know you hating me. I know you're mad cause I'm sick and it's plain to see. Me. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset.
Everybody, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, we're up close and personal tonight with Legendary High Five. Hey, they are back with a new single. It's called It's Nothing. We're going to get into it. Y'all got to remember all the old joints. I can't handle it. I just can't wait. Hey, the kissing game. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, wherever they're from, I think they're stretched out all over the place. Welcome to TM Hammer Radio Live, High Five. What's up, fellas?
Yo, yo.
Hold on, hey, what's up, my man?
Yeah, what's up, dog?
Hey,
wow. I would scream like a teenage girl, but I'm not going to.
Hey, hold on. Hey, it's okay. Go ahead and scream, I'm sure.
You get a little one. You get a little one, and that's cool.
Hey, introduce
you
yourself.
Go. That's what it is.
Tell us, introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, what's up? This is Trustin, you know what I'm saying? From the Bronx, representing High Five.
BX, no doubt, son.
BX, okay, okay.
Got Billy
what's
here,
up,
Billy Covington. Oh, my bad, homie, Billy Covington, representing Jersey via Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, okay, okay, that's good affiliation, okay, okay.
What's going on? This is Farouk Evans. This is Farouk Evans calling from Jersey also. Jersey stand up.
No doubt.
True.
Already. 254 Waco, Texas in the house. Shannon Gill.
Ah, Texas. A cowboy fan.
Already.
If you will.
Okay. No, no, it's all about the Raiders. I'm with the Raiders. I'm down with the Raiders. So.
Really?
So respect to the Cowboys. You know, they're doing their thing, 6-1.
Okay.
They're doing their thing.
I'm going to fade back into the bushes like Homer, okay?
Got to give them their props. Even though my Raiders can't get a win yet, I still love them.
Hey, officially, they come together as High Five. There's one more, right?
Shout out to Marcus Sanders. He's not with us right now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
no doubt.
He's also 254 Waco, Texas.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
That was the name of my first pit bull, man. Waco, man. I love that dog, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Okay.
You think it's called Waco?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, my pit name was Waco. He was a beast.
Nice.
I'm not sure how many people do not know who cannot remember High Five, but I was actually refreshing myself today, bopping around the studio to the old joints. Man, it took me all the way back to middle school, transitioning out of middle school, high school. I couldn't figure out how to write the words, how to say it. So High Five helped me write a lot of impactful love notes back in the day.
There you go.
Yeah. Here we go.
That's where the game came from.
A lot of love notes back in the day. It's been a long time coming. Man, what was the catalyst that brought you all back?
This is Trust speaking. I was doing some music and was performing around town and around different places, and the fans just kept on asking, what's up with the rest of the group? What's up with the rest of the group? What are they doing? And they just pretty much were saying it a lot, you know, too much. So, you know, I guess I caught on to what they were saying, you know what I mean? And I gave Marcus a call. I said, yo, Marcus, man, you know, the fans are waiting for us, man. They asking for us, man. We need to come back and, you know, give the fans what it is that they really asking for, what they want. And he agreed, and then, you know, we called Gil. Gil agreed, and then we got Farouk and Billy, and here we are, High Five, ready to bring out the newness, the hot
no movie. Doubt, no doubt.
That's what's up. Shout out to the BX, my man Tristan, because you know, actually, you know, after the passing of our man Tony Thompson, you know, I kind of pretty much put music in the background. I wasn't feeling it.
Right.
You know, my man Tress called. You know, I was like, you know, you right, Tress. Let's do this, baby.
Right,
give them
right.
What they want.
No doubt. The sound is absolutely fresh. The one thing I can say, High Five was part of an era in the early 90s that has been evaporated from music today. You know, I mean, how music was back in the day compared to what we're saying and what's coming across the airwaves is completely different.
Oh, man.
How do you all feel about coming back with such a fresh sound in the midst of a whole bunch of ratchetness?
Man, it feels good.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, man. It's a blessing. It feels good that you recognize
back.
That, bro.
I'm just glad that we don't have to. We're not.
Yeah, man. Ain't no songs out right now that you're gonna pass no love notes about to your girl.
True.
Hey, that's
true. I'm scared to let my kids hear some of the songs out now.
Yeah, we won't really listen to the radio on my truck.
I gotta filter the radio. I'm sorry, I love radio, but
that's real. It's a lot of Disney radio being played with you dads riding around in the whips these days.
Absolutely.
Where
absolutely.
Is so how long has it been since you all have been in the studio?
Hello?
Trust you there?
Can you repeat that, please? I'm sorry.
Yeah, how long has it been since you all have been in the studio?
The last time we... Is that the question? The last time we've been in the studio?
Yes.
Yeah, how long had it been?
Oh, since the last time we've been in the studio? Well, we actually just got out the studio actually probably like about a month ago, you know, right before we put out the EP. But we plan on going back in the studio ASAP because we're in the middle of getting ready to finish up the CD that we're going to have for y'all in 2015. So it's all good. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. The last time we was in the studio probably like about a month ago. Working on the EP, getting the EP ready so that we can have it out to all the consumers and all the fans and stuff like that.
Speaking of the EP, let's get right into it. Let's get a fan's taste of what was released back in August and what they can expect. This is It's Nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're up close and personal with High Five. We'll be right back. It's Nothing. TM Hama Radio Live.
From the same hood, but we mixed perfect. and the love is all good. She shows it like a real woman should. And I would give the world if I could. See, we can argue all day, but at night, it's back to making love all the time. Can't hide the attraction inside. And I can't even front if I try. Cause she knows just what I like.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us this evening. We do have the one and only High Five on with us this evening. Fellas, thanks again for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it. Now, with this new music, It's Nothing, you know, the song that you guys are putting out. And you said you have a new CD coming out in 2015. When can we expect that? Is it going to be early in the year, mid-year, late 2015? That people want to know.
Oh, I think the
once you put a date on it, man, you know, it's always subject to change. So we really don't like to put dates on it.
Push for that second quarter.
We're really looking forward to it, you know, on that date. So, you know, anything is possible, but we definitely looking forward to the middle of. Mid 2015, without a doubt.
But you could actually pick up some songs right now on iTunes, ladies and gentlemen. It's nothing, along with a few more tracks are available right now. iTunes, Hi-Fi, pick it up. Hey, fellas, tell people how they can follow you right now, Facebook, Twitter, as well as the website.
Bet. You got BronxMostWanted.com, parent company, and everything else, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, is all Official High Five. That's Official High
Five.
If it's not Official, it ain't us.
True.
It's us getting back at you, too. We ain't got no people hired in no office responding to everybody. When you tweet or Instagram or Facebook, it's us responding to you, so it's the real deal.
Oh, I'm going to follow right now.
No doubt.
I dare you. Wait a minute. There's no need to put theirs now. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Throw your five up.
Wait a minute.
Hey, there was a question asked offline right here while we were actually listening to the new song. How many of the original members are still in the group right now?
We were talking
backstage, and so we're asking how many of the original members are in the group.
You got Marcus Sanders, you got Tristan Nurse, Shannon Gill, in that order.
Okay.
So that's three.
I don't know how many people remember the incident years ago with Tony, and I don't remember who just made the comment prior to the song that, you know, when Tony passed away, how tragic it was. As an original member, was that kind of what caused High Five to take a back seat back in the day?
Nah, it didn't call us to take a back seat. Actually, it made us decide to get back together and to make it happen, to be honest with you, the passing of Tony. You know, like Gil said, you know, when it happened, you know, it was a shocker to everyone. Nobody expected it. It was a tragedy. It was a terrible loss. But we was in the middle of getting ready to record a brand new High Five record with Tony prior to him passing. So, you know, with all the stuff that we was going through, the passing of Tony and then my incident where, you know, I survived getting shot. My grandparents told me that, my grandmother was like, you know, baby, you know, you're here for a reason. You know, and I think that sitting in the hospital, I figured out what the reason was to put High Five back together and get back into the music. So that's where all that stuff came from right there. So that's how, you know, the passing of Tony actually, you know, brought us back together in some ways, you know?
No doubt. That's great motivation, man.
Keeping the legacy alive.
Yes. Got to keep it going, you know?
When you all first came out, you were connected to Teddy Riley, who was the king of the New Jack Swing back in the day. How did the relationship come together? How did you all connect with Teddy?
I mean, that relationship came through the record company. You know, he was, you know, he had a production deal with Zomba back then. So the record company kind of like put that away. And plus, we was fans of Teddy Riley anyway. I mean, he was not a fan of Teddy Riley and New Jack Swing, but, you know, the record company put it together, and the combination of Tony's vocals with the production of Teddy Riley, you know, we was fortunate to and blessed to be able to have a number one hit record called The Kissing Game. Thank you to all the fans for making that number one. And, you know, Kissing Game, and then we had Just Can't Handle It also, another song that went top 10, and Teddy Riley had something to do with it. So, you know, once again, it was the combination of the production from Teddy Riley and the vocal abilities of Tony, man, that you know, put everything, that made everything what it was, man. And so, you know, we definitely owe everything to Teddy Riley and to Tony and to the fans. And we're just here to keep it going and keep the legacy alive, keep High Five music alive, and still continue to bring good music to all of our fans and perform for all of our fans.
No doubt.
And big shout out to all the DJs and MCs and everybody at all the clubs and the parties that's always bumping that High Five, keeping it going.
Word up, all the internet out, radio, all the internet
word
radio
is born.
Stations,
we love
all
y'all.
Radio stations, all you guys, man, because Lord,
everybody
you
has
guys,
a role in it.
You know,
we'll
we want to be here, so thanks.
Yep.
Word up.
And you've definitely got fans all over the place because any party function I've ever been to, you are always guaranteed to hear a High Five song, whether it be Kissing Game or whether it be Wait Another Minute. Those are the two that I'm always guaranteed to hear somewhere.
Already.
Yeah. Already. That's what's up, man. We appreciate all the love from all the fans out there. Holla.
Keep us bumping. Get the new stuff.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Right now, go download on iTunes right now. The name of the song is called It's Nothing. And also, we got the whole EP that's out right now on iTunes, High Five the EP. So you can just go download that. You can check us out on YouTube as well. We got a brand-new lyric video that we got out there. You can check that out. And, you know, check us out, man. Watch us, man, because we moving, we working, and
we
out there,
grown
man.
And sexy, y'all.
Already.
Where can fans expect to see football? Any upcoming shows scheduled?
Right now we've been in negotiations with some promoters and stuff like that. We just got to get the right situation that makes sense so that we can get out there and do the best we can do for all the fans, you know, all the fans that's listening right now, call up your promoters, call up your local promoters or whatever, let them know that you want High Five and bring High Five to your city. And we're going to be there to rock out.
We back.
Yeah, suited and booted. Let's do that.
Suited and booted. Who was High Five's motivation back in the day? Music has changed so much over the years, and you all were hot again in the early 90s. What were you, 15, 16, 14 years old back then? Who was your motivation?
Yeah, we was about that age. I think everybody had different motives there. I know my motivation, I used to like I ain't gonna lie, I used to listen to a lot of Prince records, man, you know. But
ain't nothing wrong with that.
It sure is.
Ain't
nothing wrong with Prince was the name, son.
That's where I get my sexy from, you know. That's where I get my sexy from.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bud. Prince was the only dude in high heels allowed this.
You know, I've always been a Ralph Tresvant fan. New Edition all day, man.
Yeah.
I'm still a Ralph Tresvant.
Me too.
Oh yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to do
we
a lot
just
of
left
shows
here this
for
weekend
Ralph.
In the Funk Tour.
Oh really? Oh, that's what's up. But we looked up to them. I mean, you know, they that's no addition. They was like the, you know, they started it. They didn't start it, but I'm talking about for our era and stuff. You know, they're the great. You know,
they
were
the
Temptations.
They set the bar.
Yeah, we
right.
Definitely look up.
Hey, we cannot have you all here and not play, you know, the anthem right now. So pause for the chorus. It's called I Like the Way, the Kissing Game. This is High Five. We'll be right back. See you behind the radio. Damn right here.
Hey.
Radio Live. That is classic right there. High five. I like the kissing game where TM got his middle school game from. Where he got his note writing game from, Miami Girl Hot Chocolate, joined by the fellas of High Five, and of course my TM Hyman radio team, TM Hyman, Steve James, Toya, and yes, again, 9:46 p.m. here on the East Coast. So, Toya, I think you had a question for the fellas.
I do. I mean, for the fans who missed the TV One special Unsung, you guys really, really missed a very, very good look. It was an in-depth look at High Five, and there were a lot of unfortunate incidents that have happened, you know, within the group, you know, with the loss of the original, one of the original members, and also a recent incident with Russell Neal being charged with the murder of his wife. Are you guys still in contact with Russell? How is he doing? Yeah. Anyone know?
Look, man, you know, I know that he hasn't been charged yet. That's true. It's all, you know, he hasn't been charged with it yet. So
Toya,
but,
that means,
you know, fairly,
that means allegedly, Toya.
Well,
right.
No, because I thought that back in July he was charged with the murder. I mean, I could be wrong, but I thought that back in July he was actually charged with it.
I guess that goes to show you where we at with it.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't know how.
You know what I'm saying? Just to be, I mean, you know, prayers goes out to his family and all the families that are involved. But as we all know, Russell Neal was of the group for over 18 years, you know what I'm saying? So, once again, you know, all of our prayers goes out to both families involved. And, you know, right now we just focus on getting this new EP out that's in iTunes right now, that you could go download right now. And we're about to come up with a brand new CD in the middle of 2014. That's where we at. We want to do some shows. We're coming to see all of our fans. We miss you guys. And, you know, we're staying positive and we're staying fresh and we're staying new.
No doubt. You can follow them on Twitter at the official High Five. Again, the official High Five. Let's go around the table. Tristan, Shannon, Billy. Mr. Evans, please pronounce your first name. I see how it's spelled and I'll mess it up, brother.
Farouk.
What's in the CD dash in the whip? Who are you bobbing to when you're in the whip? Starting with Farouk.
Oh man, when I'm in the whip, I'm actually vibing to us. We got a joint on the new EP called This Love, and it gets me every time, man. Like so. When I'm in the whip, I'm definitely vibing to that song.
All right, Billy. Billy's thinking about who he's vibing to. Shannon, who are you vibing to, brother?
My bad.
Oh, man, I kind of got a variety. You know, I'm always going to jam the five from the old to the new. You know, when I love my man R. Kelly, I got a little 12 play. I take it back sometimes. You know,
yeah. All right.
That's what it is.
You know, but you know, I love them all, man. I just
jump back in since I missed my cue. This is Billy. Man, I got a few things, man. I like the CGT record. Can't front Tank Genuine and Tyrese. I love that record. But, I mean, other than that, mostly the stuff that I'm vibing to is older stuff, man.
Yeah.
The stuff we grew up on, because it means something. Most of the stuff that's playing on the radio right now don't really strike my fancy as having good lyrical content. So,
is that how you feel about all R&B right now, or just you know, male R&B?
Not all of it, but the majority of it right now is like it's just lacking the love. It's lacking lyrical content.
Shout out, John Legend.
Yeah, big shout out to John. But, you know, the stuff that they play on the radio, don't really play John on the radio.
They don't.
Some light R&B. But the mainstream stuff they play every 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
Ain't talking about nothing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that goes for, you know, some artists that you know, have been around for a minute, but they just trying to stay current. They losing their touch a little bit because, you know, they just trying to appeal to this younger crowd while they're losing the people who actually spend money on the records.
Correct. Yes, so let me ask a question when it comes to that, though. Let's say, James, does that pose an uphill battle for you guys, you believe? Because it's kind of like that's how it is in, like, all of the music that, you know, I guess that we grew up or that we were a part of in our life, you know, even when it comes to hip-hop. All of the cats that are actually really nice and, like, when it comes to R&B, people like you guys that actually have something of substance is not getting the shine because the ignorance is being pushed. You know what I mean? The watered down, the dumbing down of the music is a high sellers or whatever. Does that pose, like, an uphill battle for you, or are you able to circumvent that just because good music is good music? I mean, how you feel about that one?
I mean, you can circumvent to some point, but with the way music is now, it's instantaneous. It's instant gratification, and that goes for marketing and promotion as well. So, you know, looking at it, you know, all the younger artists and stuff, if you look, I had an interesting conversation, me and my wife and Missy Elliott, and the conversation was,
big up, Missy.
You know, big up, Missy. If you're in the game now for 10 years, you're washed up. But back when we came up, if you were in the game for 10 years, you're a legend.
Legend.
So we did the history of all this music and knowing who came before us and really appreciated it. But, you know, the digital age has been a blessing and a curse. You know, it's kind of taken the musical aspect out of everything. Therefore, there's really nobody to study, you know, and gaining a craft. So it's you know, money-wise, it's definitely not what it used to be because everything is like you got to get in. You got about 2.5 weeks to really go hard and promote your project and all of that stuff. And then it's free to the world. So that's the hard part. The music part is easy. But as far as, you know, the sales aspect and you know, don't come in the game now, you know, coming back thinking it's going to be like it used to be because, you know, the digital age has completely changed the whole circle of music.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, speaking of legendary, and again, we're trying to, you know, show some contrast here. Music that's still rocking to this day. The new EP is out, and we want you all to go on to iTunes and check it out, download it. We played a single earlier that's called It's Nothing. We're going to play that again before we get out of here. But listen. This joint right here was also one of my all-time favorites. I just can't handle it. TMI on the radio, up close and personal, high five. We'll be right back. It's 9:53.
Yeah.
9-1-7-89-3-9-2-6 is the number to dial. You guys want to call in and hang out with the legendary High Five. Shout out to the Boogie Down Bronx, to the one homie up there. You know, I'm a Mount Vernon native, so you know, I know what it is with that BX Mount Vernon, you know, combination or whatever. But anyway, we here still live with the crew and everything. We got Tim Hyman Radio family with us. Minus one, but it's all good. We still making it happen. And that was I Just Can't Handle It, straight out of the New Jack era. If you didn't notice, it was very heavy Teddy Riley production-wise. I don't know if he did that one, but, you know, he coined the sound for that era. And I was up here doing a Running Man and a Roger Rabbit to that song or whatever. I'm a little out of breath. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm not telling how to do those dances. You know what I mean? You got to do the Running Man to those joints when you hear that drum and kick snare. That's legendary of the 90s.
Yeah, you can't lean back on it. You can't lean back on it.
You can't lean back on that, B. You got this is the era when it was cool to dance that party. Guy
sure.
Or girl. You know what I mean? You didn't come out that joint sweat. Yeah, house party music, basically. You didn't come out that joint sweat.
Yeah,
you was at the wrong place, B.
Hey,
straight up.
Up close and personal tonight with High Five. They got the new EP. Right now, the new single's called It's Nothing. Hey, you can still go back and YouTube those old joints, Rock Out in the Crib, High Five. Hey, fellas, thanks for rocking with us tonight. Any last minute feedback, comments, tell people how they can follow you, pick up the record.
You can on iTunes once again, just go to iTunes, High Five, the EP comes right up. Also, you could get yourself a hard copy. If you just go to BronxMostWanted.com, we got hard copies available. And all of our social media is Official High Five, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And
Official High Five. And we're trying to come out there to Tampa. Holla at me. What's up, 305? What's good? We coming out there. You know,
got
your T, yo. You got us, right?
I got you. I got you. We gonna
man,
make it happen.
Know, man. Let all the promoters know, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we got High Five coming to Florida real soon. I got to find a venue big
about
enough for these dudes. You see, they put me on the spot, Tampa. So, listen, Tampa and the surrounding area. That's Orlando. That's Miami. Meet me in Tampa for High Five Live.
Yep. Need to get there.
Man, that sounds good, man. High Five Live. That's how that should be the name of it.
We'll do it. Hey, we'll do it. We'll broadcast live in the whole nine. Fellas, appreciate you all. We're going to have you back soon, but again, we're going to work on that date right here. Again, folks, be on the lookout for High Five live in Tampa. So wherever you are, Jacksonville, that's worth a three-hour drive. Come on down.
Sure
oh,
is.
High Five.
Gas up.
So,
gas up, baby.
Any last-minute questions, comments for the crew, here? Are we about? Hey, well let's do it. Hey, we gonna leave you all with this new joint. It's called It's Nothing. We gonna let it play in its entirety, cause we run this show. Hey, it's 10:01. We're going overdrive. It's called It's Nothing. Hey, we're out back Wednesday 9 p.m. High Five, T. Muhammad Radio. It's Nothing.
Fellas, hold up, please. Hold up.
And the love is all good. She shows it like a real woman should. And I would give the world if I could. See, we can argue all day, but at night, it's back to making love all the time. Can't hide the attraction inside. And I can't even front if I try. Cause she knows just what I like.
Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Hey, this was cool. Hey, it was nice talking to those dudes, right?
Word. Yeah, for sure. Good to hear from them.
Yeah. No doubt.
They're
super serious about coming to perform live in Tampa, so we got to make that a big thing. Maybe we can get High Five and Drew Hill together. Go fix it.
Now, that would be dope. Oh.
No doubt. Let's work on
that. That would be dope.
Let's get about it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, from Adam Boston, whatever you do, do it well.
Get on that pull-up bar, son. Stop playing, man. Get ready for the summertime now.
Oh, yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Be
back. Oh, yeah. Back.
TM Hyman Radio. We'll be back on Wednesday for Relationship Wednesday. Everybody have a good night.
Showing that you're drinking a Monday night wine over
there. People are alone.
Willing to try. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Real.